New intro, but same me. Welcome back to another Fantasy End Zone episode. I'm your host, Jake. As always, you can follow me on X, Twitter, whatever you call it, LouisLewis5. That's LEWYLEWIS, and the number 5. Today, we are diving deep into injuries that keep piling up. Not so many big name injuries, but there's still that some that we need to talk about and clear up. Also, I'll be talking about my thoughts on week 10 and possibly some trade targets because, let's be honest, it might be the last time you could trade in redraft leagues. And finally, give you my waiver targets for this week. So I have a lot to cover. So without further ado, let's get fantasy. So the biggest news right now is Brian Daboll has been fired. He was not the first coach I thought would get fired this year. I thought it was going to be Miami Dolphins, Mike McDaniels. They fired their GM, but not the head coach. And they might actually retain him going into next season. So they say. I feel like you got to fire him right now. You just came off a massive win, which we'll talk about in a minute here. But Brian Daboll, I thought he would have got his job saved. I know they're 2-8, but it's not his fault. Malik Nabers got hurt. Cam Scadaboo got hurt. And then this past week, Jackson Dart gets a concussion. Not his fault. But this is the NFL. It's a business. I know he was on the hot seat last year. I think this is bad news for, in a way, could for be Jackson Dart, just because this is an offensive mind coach that now they're taking away. Again, it's not really Dable's fault, except for, you know, allowing teams come back and win, such as the Bears this past week. And I guess it's just a business decision. And what's some other candidates that I could see going to the Giants as a head coach? A lot of people are saying Clint Kubiak, the offensive coordinator right now for Seattle Seahawks. I don't see that. Cliff Kingsbury could be a possibility. We've seen what he did before with Kyler Murray, how you have a dual threat quarterback, and now he's offensive coordinator with the Commanders. Unfortunately for Commanders that Jaden Daniels is now hurt. The guy I think they should be targeting, though, Joe Brady, the offense coordinator for the Bills. Yes, it's in division. We already seen Ben Johnson leave the Lions to stay in division against them and sign with the Bears. Joe Brady does have a guy that's very similar to Jackson Dart. His name's Josh Allen, which I know they're not the same, but Allen and Dart both run extremely a lot. I just see the comparables being a lot better to have some guy like that. Plus, he knows a little bit about the other two teams, as in the Patriots and the Miami Dolphins. In that division. So I can see them going after Joe Brady. Plus, Joe Brady's been the offense coordinator for the Bills for a while. He wants to get recognized. Why not go out and get him? But going to injuries, Jackson Dart did suffer a concussion. Unfortunate that happened. I know he just runs so much day in, day out. Like, he had 2 rushing touchdowns on the day. He unfortunately suffered a concussion. Also, Garrett Wilson left with a knee injury. That son of a gun. Cost me two leagues, scoring a whopping zero. Thanks a lot, Wilson. Even though it is my own stupidity to even have him playing in the game. I don't even know why I had him starting, because he was questionable going into the game. And then he bangs himself up and leaves with a knee injury. Aronde Gadsden, my tight end start. Should have had a great game against the Steelers. He suffered a knee-to-knee injury. I don't know. There's supposed to be more MRIs today, as in Monday. I am recording again on Monday before the Monday Night Football game, just because of my work schedule. So this is bad news. It sounds like it could be something torn, possibly. Hopefully it's just a quad bruise above the knee, but we'll learn more. So stay tuned to that for that update. Wide receiver Davante Adams suffered an oblique injury on Sunday. McVay says he could have came back in if the game was closer, but we all know the Rams are going to win that one against the 49ers. Chris Rodriguez injures his shoulder, did not return. Rashad Bateman got injured. Terrell Jennings got injured. Zay Jones sounds like he tore his Achilles. He's not coming back this year, and maybe not even next year. He's getting to that age where he might come back next year. I'll take that back. But what team? Because it seems like year in, year out, he gets season-long injury or ending season injuries. Bam Knight injured his ankle, did not return. And Dalton Kincaid injured his hamstring and did not return. Another unfortunate event. Also, I believe DJ Moore got injured too, or he just put up a big dud. Maybe he took the Roman Dunze approach and just got zero, and then next week it goes off, even though last week he went off and Rome got zero. On a brighter note, though, Brock Purdy could potentially return to the starting lineup week 11 against the Cardinals per Kyle Shanahan. Purdy has not played since re-aggravating his toe in week 4. But hopefully he could come back and play. We'll see. So let's talk about Brian Daboll's last game, the Giants versus the Bears. Also, I mistakenly said Joe Brady was in the division for the Giants. Totally my bad. Sending the New York Jets, which would make sense for the Jets to get somebody of Joe Brady's caliber, because that team's – I don't think Aaron Glenn survives this year. But anyways, looking back to Giants losing 20-24 against the Bears. Seems like every week I talk about the Bears, even though I'm a huge Packer fan, and I do like Caleb Williams. I'm not going to lie. Jackson Dart, 242 yards passing, no touchdowns, but he did have 66 on the ground and a touchdown or two touchdowns. Tracy actually contribute on the rushing game with 71 yards on the ground. I thought he'd be more involved in the passing game because he came from Purdue as a receiver, transitioned to a running back. He only had one catch, 0 yards. Darius Slayton is somebody you want to be on the lookout for in your waivers because 4 catches, 89 yards. He's been dominant since he's came back from his injury. And there's not really many wide receiver targets for them. Wandell had 11 targets, only caught 6 for 62. Thought he was going to have a better game, but he's consistently 10 to 15 point range fantasy point player. Theo Johnson, though, another guy you want to be on the lookout for your waivers. 7 catches, 75 yards. Now looking at the Bears, Caleb Williams, 220 yards, 1 touchdown. But again, the rushing upside, 63 yards on the ground with a touchdown. I mean, right now, I believe he's QB4 on the week after finishing the week before as QB1. I'm on track for a QB8 top season. Just saying, I pointed that out there. Roman Dunze's dad gets him a touchdown. I mean, if you all seen the Twitters and tweets and everything, somebody posted trade Roman Dunze to a team that could actually use him. And his dad retweeted it. He went for 6 catches, 86 yards, and a score. Loveland following up his breakout game, 4 catches, 55 yards. Now, looking at this backfield, though, we all thought maybe DeAndre Swift wasn't playing. He did play. It was like a 60-40 split in favor of Swift. He had 13 carries, 80 yards. But Kyle Manungai, 7 carries, 28, and he got the touchdown. So going forward, it looks like it's DeAndre Swift's backfield. So when you're thinking about that, just remember it's DeAndre Swift, not Kyle Manungai. Now, I want to talk about the early game over in Berlin. That game was so exciting. I got up 8:30 watching it. Had my 16-month-old kid with me, daughter, and she loves football. Man, I tell you, you want to watch football? Yeah, football, yeah. Well, she enjoys watching it while we wake up, and this game did not disappoint. I mean, hell, I had my oldest daughter, 14-year-old daughter, saying yes, yes. And, you know, at the end of the game, I kind of went to the gym. She sent me snaps and or text messages of who's winning, who's scoring, what's the update. I love it. Just, you know, getting my kids involved and knowing that they enjoy the same as I do, or they just want to feel the same, I guess. But Michael Penix, 177 touchdown passing. It's good numbers for him because, I mean, well, it's about average. You know, it's about QB20. Brian Robinson, I don't know where he's been. Sorry, Bijan Robinson, what he's doing with his, you know, brilliant start to the season. He hasn't scored in a while. 84 yards on the ground and 4 catches, 20 yards. Sorry, 2 catches, 4 yards. But Drake London, 6 catches, 104 and a score. He's been dominant coming into the last 4 weeks, probably. I mean, even longer than that, he's been dominating. Look at the other side, Daniel Jones off to a hot start. Kind of slowed down, 255, 1 touchdown passing, 1 interception. But the man, the myth, the legend, Jonathan Taylor, baby, 244 yards, not 1, not 2, but he gets a hat trick, 3 touchdowns on the ground, 83-yard rushing touchdown, his career long. Also, he added 3 catches, 42 yards through the air. This guy cannot be stopped. He is the guy you wish you would have drafted 101, obviously. But, I mean, let's look at Player Profiler, see where his actual ADP was. I think, if I'm not mistaken, let's see. Player Profiler, where was his ADP? Jonathan Taylor. I want to say 209, baby. 209. 10th running back off the board. So you could got him and say in the first round you drafted Puka or even Christian McCaffrey and him. Ooh, baby, your team is dominating right now. I know on fast draft, there's a lot of people, if you look at their flex 4, they got Jonathan Taylor in the 2nd, maybe even the 3rd round in their flex 4, or even in their best ball. The Rabbit, they're leading because Taylor and, you know, maybe they had a Puka or, man, hell, some of the people got Chase and Taylor. I mean, just these combinations are crazy. How far Taylor, you know, wasn't valued high at all at the beginning of the season, but he's got over 1,000 yards rushing this year. Crazy. Also adding on to Tyler Warren, 8 catches, 99 yards, and Alec Pierce comes on strong once again, 4 catches, 84 yards, and gets his first touchdown of the season. Congratulations to him. And that was my co-host on Thursday and Friday nights, Bills wide receiver start of the week. These are mid-tier guys, so when I say start of the week, it's not like obviously Puka and anything like that. But be sure to tune in for Thursday. It usually comes out Friday mornings. Be sure to tune in for that. But the most surprising game, I think, has to be the Miami Dolphins winning 30-13 against the Bills. Bills, they look rough. One interception, two fumbles, just look terrible. 3 sacks, like they look flat-footed. Did not have. I mean, I feel like they overlooked this game and was looking on to next week, not knowing that the Dolphins was being their face in right from the get-go. Allen struggled, 306 yards passing, 2 garbage time touchdowns, and an interception. He also added 31 on the ground with the fumble loss. I thought James Cook was going to have a hell of his week, just like he did a few weeks ago with 108 and a touchdown, 53 yards and a fumble loss. Receiving, I mean, do we really want to talk about it? Man, Shakir, 7 catches, 58 yards. But we got to talk about the Dolphins. Now, Tua, Tua on it. 2 passing touchdowns, but had 2 interceptions. It's about like the average for him at this rate. But Devon Achane, 174 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. He broke loose. He got loose. He was wiggling and waddling. And speaking of waddle, 5 catches, 84 yards, and a touchdown himself. He's been a hell of a player the last few weeks. But Achane also added 6 catches, 51 yards through the air. Those are 2 guys you probably wish you had. I mean, you could probably trade for Jalen Waddle right now. I mean, maybe I'll mention him later on. We'll see. The Browns versus the Jets. What the hell are the Browns doing? Daniel Gabriel, 17 for 32, 167. 2 touchdowns, though. I give him that. 2 touchdowns and 54 yards on the ground. But you lost to the goddamn Jets? J-E-T sucks, sucks, sucks. They just got rid of their whole defense. And you guys can't beat the Jets? Quinshon Judkins, I thought he was going to rush for a whole bunch of yards. I thought 100-plus and touchdown, 75 yards. Okay. Okay. Jerry Jeudy, I don't know where he came from. I think he's wide receiver 11 on the week. 6 catches, 78 yards, and a touchdown. Maybe he's a league winner. Yeah, right. Don't get him. Actually, you could trade him after this blow-up week. He had 12 targets, though. So that's promising. But put in Shedeur Sanders. I know you're trying so hard to not play him. I don't understand it. Why not? Especially next time you play your home game, start him. You're going to sell a crap ton of tickets. Start him. There's not really much to talk about the Jets. Justin Fields, 11 pass attempts, 54 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, and he added 28 yards on the ground. That's somebody you really want to play at quarterback right now, because he should probably get benched as well for Tyrod Taylor. Breece Hall, he came out with 21 rush attempts. I thought maybe they're going to transition to more Isaiah Davis, just because I didn't really expect much coming from after the trade deadline of him posting the TikTok or the Twitter on Twitter or X, him like sad face, not getting traded. The memes like, please. He did not get traded. But 21 rush attempts, 83 yards, one catch screen for 42-yard touchdown. And the last game I want to talk about or hint at, the Lions mean business against the Commanders. Lions, man. Jared Goff, 320 and three touchdowns. Big game for him, but it's an even bigger bounce back game for Jahmyr Gibbs of having like, what did he have last week? Let's look. I think I had 30 yards. Well, I don't know why it's not doing that, but I think I had like 30 yards rushing last week. Game logs. 25 yards rushing, three catches, 3 yards. And this week he had 15 carries, 142 yards, and two touchdowns. He didn't stop there, though. Four catches, 30 yards, and another. He's got the hat trick as well for touchdowns. And that's what I projected. I mean, you can't hold him to bare minimum multiple weeks in a row. And David Montgomery kind of had himself a game, 71 yards rushing. St. Brown, five catches, 58 yards, touchdown. He gets his 16 to 20 point fantasy week. But Jamo Williams, six catches, 119, one touchdown. Hell of a game for him, and we're waiting for it. I mean, he's always capable of giving you a big bang week. It's just that we were sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting for it. On the flip side, Commanders, not really much to talk about. Mariota, two touchdowns passing. Their run game, Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt has not been the guy lately. 11 rush attempts, 30 yards. It is a better defense. But the big news, I think, is Treylon Burks. You heard that right. Treylon Burks, wide receiver that the Eagles basically traded that first-round pick for A.J. Brown and got cut to the Titans. He's on the Commanders now. I'm not sure if you knew that. Three catches, 58 yards. I mean, that's pretty good for Treylon Burks finally being healthy and playing that one off, I guess. But those are the games I just want to talk about, hint at. Before I get into some of these player takes of mine, let's hear a word from the Podfather about the Fast Draft Flex 6 Frenzy.
I know you're sad draft season is over, but just because the NFL season starts doesn't mean the drafting stops, because Fast Draft has the Flex 6 Frenzy. You're drafting six guys for the Sunday slate. It's fast, it's furious, it's fun. And as with everything on Fast Draft, there are no salaries. Woo! So go to draftfaster.com, get the app, use your host promo code for a $50 deposit match. Now let's go start drafting faster.
Yes, go ahead and download Fast Draft. Use promo code Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. Get a dollar for dollar match up to $50. Now, here are five players. I want to react to them. A lot of them I'm excited to talk about. Travion Henderson, we got it. We did it. The wait is over. With Stevenson out, Jennings getting hurt during the game, we all knew what Travion Henderson can do and what he should be doing. He exploded. He exploded. 14 carries, 147 yards, and two touchdowns. Let's go, baby. I mean, that's over 10 yards per carry. Give him the ball more, and we want that. We need it. Earlier on, a couple weeks ago, I did a show with Chev, and I said, I want more. I want more from Travion Henderson, and I'm getting it this week. I got it. Last week we were expecting it. He had 20 touches, but this week he explodes. He gave us two big explosive touchdown runs, and he's here. And us fantasy gamers, we need this. Perhaps he can be called a league winner. Just so excited for him overall, but finally we got some production from him. Next guy I want to talk about, Matthew Stafford. Remember this past offseason? What was the storyline? Oh, yeah, his back's not going to hold up. Well, I'm here to tell you his back is holding up, and he's producing MVP-type numbers. 25 touchdowns to two interceptions. Come on, two interceptions. Last year, he finished with 20 passing touchdowns. So far this year, six other seasons of, what is he at, 15 years in? Six other ones are over 25 touchdown passes. But let me remind you, it's only week 10. They've only played 9 games. He's at 25. He's almost throwing 3 touchdown passes a game. 3! If you're listening to the show, my first 3 weeks was pick up Matthew Stafford. Because, man, he's becoming, I think he's quarterback 6-7. 6-7, yeah. I didn't mean to do it on purpose, but still, he gives you that Baker Mayfield vibes of last season. You didn't draft him in redraft right away. You picked him up off free agency, and you got 41 touchdowns, and he finished as QB4. So, Matthew Stafford, keep going. Your back is healing, or holding up, I guess. You're putting your team on your back. Keep it up. Number 3, Woody Marks. The takeover is happening right before our eyes. Week 10, he played 60 out of 75 snaps. 63 yards, a touchdown. He also had 3 targets, finishing the day with 16.1 fantasy points. That's 78% snap share, 74% running back carry share, and 7% target share. Nick Chubb had the season low of 13% snaps. He did have 5 carries for 47 yards. That is impressive. But this is Woody Marks' backfield. Come on, give it to Woody. The rest of the season, he gives you RB2 numbers, and he's going to be that way the rest of the week or rest of the season. Plus, there's no timetables on Joe Mixon. I highly think he will be not coming back the rest of the season. There's still no word on Joe Mixon. Plus, Woody Marks is young, healthy, and a stud. Fourth guy I want to talk about, Justin Jefferson. Man, what a roller coaster it's been of a year for him. You know, Jefferson owners, his ADP was 106. The third wide receiver off the board. He doesn't give you much, though. He's currently wide receiver 13. Yes, that's great. Outside of wide receiver 1 finishes. Or wide receiver 1 numbers. But he's got 1 finish inside the top 10. 1. I think it was wide receiver 6. He's got 2 in this top 11. But other weeks than that, he has wide receiver 21, 38, 30, 27, 30, or sorry, 20, 18. And now this week he's 40. With J.J. McCarthy under center, it gives you upside that you're wanting, but it hasn't happened yet. He may be somebody you want to trade for, another guy that has a better quarterback option. Plus, his name is big time and carries a huge trade value. So look into that. Another guy, I just want to touch at tight end just because this guy, Juwan Johnson, in 3 starts of Tyler Shuck, he's finished as tight end 11, 9, and currently 3rd. He's involved in the offense, playing over 70% of snaps. He has caught at least a touchdown in two of the three games. Also, he's available in 38% of leagues. I would pick him up mostly if I could, if you could pick him up. Just remember, though, they are on a bye this week. But he's being part of the offense, and he's getting those touchdowns, which is what you want for your tight end position. If somebody could score, that means it's huge boost in numbers. So be sure to get Travion. Juwan Johnson. Now let's get into some trade aways and trade fours. Two of these games I already talked about. I shouldn't have put them on the show sheet like that. But trade for Travion Henderson. I just mentioned how he's potential league winner. He has explosive playmaking abilities, which we just seen two big explosive runs, 147 yards on the ground. Plus, he could add that to the air if he wants, if they actually allow him. And I think right now he just proved that he can do it all. Even if they get, you know, him and Stevenson, I think now it'll be more of a 50-50 timeshare because Henderson's exploded, came on the scene, and you know what he could do, and the fans want it as well. And he's more elusive and explosive than Stevenson. So I think it could benefit getting Henderson down the stretch. So go out and get Henderson if you can. My other trade for target, Marvin Harrison Jr. In the last two games, wide receiver 6 and 24. But the numbers I like seeing as well is the targets with Jacoby Brissett starting. I don't think Kyler returns the rest of the season. Let's just be honest. They just put him on IR before last week, saying that, oh, he can miss another 6 to 8 weeks. Well, that's a whole damn season, the rest of the season. But Marvin Harrison Jr. received 10 targets last week, 12 targets this week, and that's the type of production you want out of the wide receiver one that we all thought he would be coming into the league right from the get-go. Everyone drafted him in the first round last year, kind of bit him in the ass. Now people took a step back, drafted him, and they're still feeling the pain and effects of it. Some managers are probably sickened by him and want to trade him. So go out there and get him while you can, while it's still low. And that's what I'd be doing. I think you'd easily get him on the cheap. Tradeaways. Again, I already mentioned him. Justin Jefferson. His quarterback play hasn't been exactly what us fantasy community wanted, but his name carries high value. And potential players to trade him for can have high value as well. But trade him for like a player like Ladd McConkey plus something else. McConkey's been outplaying him the last 8 weeks. McConkey is wide receiver 4 since week 6. Like, you could get him plus maybe something else just because of the name. Yes, Jefferson can give you that blow-up week, but so can Ladd McConkey. Ladd McConkey's more consistent, though. I already said, Justin Jefferson only has one top 10 wide receiver finish. One. Two top 11, and besides that, he's only been inside the top 20 one other time. Other than that, late wide receiver 2 numbers. So trade away Justin Jefferson and get somebody like Ladd McConkey plus something else just because of the name. Finally, the last player I would want to trade away, and I am recording this before Monday night football of Eagles versus my beloved Packers, but I think A.J. Brown has a good week. And with that, you trade away A.J. Brown after tonight. I think he's going to have a good week if he plays. I think he could get a lot in return. He's finished 2 as wide receiver 4. But other than that, 101, 67, 94, 48, and 19. Get out while you still can. Trade A.J. Brown. I mean, you could maybe even get Ladd McConkey for him as well, just because of the name. And Ladd's been really good, but so maybe not exactly Ladd, but go out there and get some feelers. We all know it's probably the last week you could go out and get somebody, so we'll do it before it's too late. And finally, let's get into the part that I know you all been waiting for, the waivers. So my quarterback this week, my number one, I mean, I've been red hot. I already told you I picked Stafford for multiple weeks. So this week, it is Brock Purdy. Available in basically 50% of your leagues. Sounds like he's going to be playing in week 11. I know. Shanahan likes Mac Jones. But there's so much better with Purdy on the field. Why would you not put the guy that almost went to the Super Bowl, or actually went to the Super Bowl, fortunately for his elbow, they didn't win. But he's going to get you there. And the two games that he played all season, he has 4 touchdown passes and almost 600 yards passing. So that's 2 touchdowns per game and nearly 300 yards per game. The offense looks so much better with Brock Purdy. So go out there and get yourself some Brock Purdy if he's available. Second quarterback, Joe Flacco. Joe has been just a different man since joining the Bengals. I mean, hell, when you got T. Higgins and you got Ja'Marr Chase, I mean, what could go wrong, right? And on top of it, you got somebody that could catch out of the backfield with Chase Brown. Like, you're going to have to pass because that defense sucks so bad. You're going to have to do it, so you might as well pick up Joe Flacco. Available in 47% of your leagues. Plus, they just had a bye week, so old man is healthy. Like, he got to relax, probably spend time with his family, you know, get some kinks out, you know, rest some soreness, injuries that he might have accrued over this long, hard season. But I would be playing and signing up to get Joe Flacco this week. Now, my running backs, again, Tajay Spears, 47% of leagues he's available in. I'm going out and I'm going to try to get him. I don't think they play Tony Pollard as much as we've seen multiple weeks. I'm pretty sure, I got to look it up. But I think Pollard is on his last year of his contract, maybe second last. But I'm pretty sure they could get out without much dead cap. Because Spears has looked more efficient in the running game and receiving game than Pollard this year. Plus, he's got another year under his rookie contract. Why would you not see what you could get with Spears? And let's not forget, last year he was a league winner in my eyes. He came on strong toward the end of the year during fantasy playoffs. So he was a league winner. My number two, Trey Benson. Available in 36% of leagues. I know it's hard to get him, but I am throwing some money and fab at him. He should be coming off of IR this week. And I think he hits the ground running. I mean, they went back to Dean Marcado. Michael Carter is no longer really much relevant. And Bam Knight just got hurt. It looks like the passageway is open again for Trey Benson, coming fresh off 5-6 weeks off. So go out and get some Benson. And I'm going to throw another name out there. Sean Tucker, 90% of leagues. I know that Rashad White is out there and all, but he's owned in a lot of leagues. But Tucker is a running – he's a running back. He's the one that's getting 14 carries a game, not White. White is more – of the offense of receiving back, because who knows what's going on with Bucky Irving, I heard he's still lingering injuries and might not even play this coming week. So I'm going out and seeing what I could get, how many leagues I could get Sean Tucker as well. And last week, I mean, I had Flacco last week just because of the stash. I had Tajay Spears as one of my guys. I also had this guy, Parker Washington, 44% of the league. He is available. Go out and get him. Wide receiver 17 and 15 currently the last 2 weeks. Like, Travis Hunter is on IR for another two games minimum. We don't know what the hell is going on with Brian Thomas. That guy can't play. Like, he's afraid of the ball, I feel like. And Jacoby Myers, he's just getting into form with the Jags. He had a couple catches as well. But Parker Washington is the guy you want. And also, he returned a punt or a kickoff return for a touchdown as well. So go out and get yourself Parker Washington this week. Number two is Alec Pierce, 47% available. Wide receiver 15 right now. 15 and 14 the last 2 weeks. But that he does have a bye week. So he's more of a stash and play, but he's outproduced Michael Pittman, supposed to be their number one guy. But Alec Pierce has been dominating, and he just caught his first NFL touchdown of the season. And again, I said it before, this was Bill's start of the week the last 2 weeks, and he's hit 15 and 14. Great call by my co-host Bill on Friday's Start Sits episode. Make sure you check that one out. I'm going to give you a couple more names. Tez Johnson, 47% of leagues, he's available. He just played a season high, 83 snaps, coming off their bye week. And we know that Baker loves to pass. He loves to pass. And Tez Johnson caught two touchdowns. So go out there and get yourself some Tez Johnson where you can. And maybe another guy, Jerry Jeudy. Is he back? Probably not. But 12 targets. Wide receiver 11, 48% of the leagues. He's available. I might look into that, a little dibble-dabble in some of that. Just out there. My tight end, I mean, I feel like he's been on there too. Juwan Johnson, I already said it. Go out and get him. You know, he with Shuck, he's been tight end 11, 9, and 3. He's Tyler Shuck's like safety blanket. You know, he couldn't find anyone. He dumped it down to Johnson. Johnson took it 20 yards and scored a touchdown this past week. He's available, and I think it was, what did I say, 38% of leagues he's available. They are going on bye, though, this coming week. So just be on the lookout for that. Luke Musgrave, 70% of leagues he's available. You'll see why I'm going to say him, because tonight, again, I'm recording early. He's going to get a lot of production, I feel. He's going to they're not going to miss the beat as much as everyone thinks with Tucker Kraft missing. So go ahead and get Luke Musgrave as well this week. Plus, get Theo Johnson. I'm pretty sure he's out there. Just had 7 catches, 75 yards. Go on and get some Johnson with some Musgrave in between. So go out there, get that. Hopefully you survive your week 10 weeks. But that's going to be a wrap of today's show. If you liked it, give it a thumbs up. Be sure to like, follow, subscribe. Click the little bell notification if you're on the podcast. And always send me DMs to ask questions. I'll bring them up on the show. And thanks for following along. Again, apologize, you know, being early, but just because of work, I wish I could, you know, be doing this full time. Unfortunately, I can't. I do have to work a 9-to-5 job, and everyone needs Christmas gifts. So I'm a delivery driver by day, fantasy analyst by night. Anyways, that's enough talking about me. Make sure you follow me on X, Twitter, whatever you call it, LouisLewis5. That's LEWYLEWIS and the number 5. Also, tune in to Fantasy End Zone podcast. I have a show that comes out pretty much every Friday. If it's not Friday, it's Thursday. But I make announcements on my Twitter, so be sure to follow both. But my start sits are out Friday mornings. Till then, I'll see you guys next week. Peace.
From the Podfather to you, I deeply appreciate you tuning in. And many ask, what can I do? What can I do to help support the hosts, the research they do, the production costs? Go to playerprofiler.com, Dynasty Deluxe, World Famous Draft Kit, Rankings, DFS Dominator, and of course, Data Analysis. Subscribe to any one of those, and you support all of us and take Player Profiler to the moon.